Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care. Am I
Yeah.
speaking with Kenneth? Yes, I just called you.
Hung up. I don't know what's going on.
Yes, I'm just calling a follow-up. I know you spoke with Jasmine earlier regarding staying with, joining our home care agency, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. So I just wanted to follow up. I'm an intake coordinator, which means I'll be assisting you guys to get all the paperwork in and to start on time. Do you have a specific date that you're looking to start?
To start what? I'm confused, ma'am.
So when you spoke with Jasmine, you mentioned that your current caregiver is having issues with the payment with the agency.
They're not paying her.
Oh, wow.
And, I wanted to get it straightened out. Because
right.
I like Miss Virginia. I want to keep Miss Virginia. But I do need someone at nighttime when
okay.
Miss Virginia leaves.
And how many hours is that you're looking for?
Someone to work like from 7 till 7 when Miss Virginia comes back. So she'll leave at 7 and the other person will come in at 7. You know, 12 hours each.
Mm-hmm. And you're approved for the 24-hour care?
As far as I know, I am. I'm not sure. I really don't know. I'm 63 years old, got a half a leg, 2 artificial hips, arthritis all over my body, and my legs. I have a lot of problems.
Yeah, I hear that. Okay, so here's what I'm going to do, okay? Let me see if I have Virginia's number here. Okay.
She's right here with me now.
She's right here? Okay, so I can speak with her as well. I think the best plan for you would be for Virginia to come here, and she'll only start when she's already with us, and that way she will be paid correctly and consistently with our agency. And then we can also find you a second caregiver to cover the night shift.
Yeah, well, she's with her company. The company she's with, she's been there for 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. You can talk to her, okay?
Okay.
Because I don't want to talk about her. Miss Virginia, come here for a minute, please.
Yes.
This year is Family First. I'm trying to get someone to come in at 7 till 7 in the morning so you can go home. But here, talk to her. It's Family First. Talk to her.
Hello?
She's trying to get you.
Yes. Hi, Miss Virginia. My name is Dina from Family First Care. We're another home care agency. So as of right now, we're looking for someone for Kenneth for the night shifts and for when you leave, okay? But I also wanted to offer you can also join our agency if you're interested, if you're having any issues with the one you're currently with regarding the payment.
You say the agency, American City, can send somebody here? If
yes.
I leave, they can send somebody.
Yeah, we can send someone for the hours that you're not here.
I don't know. That's why I'm saying you can call the agency and tell them I'm not the person. I'm not.
Okay.
You can call American City and put it before them.
You can have someone come in, Miss Virginia Lee.
Miss Tutu say they were waiting for your came from together. Then they try to put your hours together. Then they will send 2 shifts. That's what she said.
Okay.
So they will send 2 shifts, but they're waiting.
Yeah, it would be 2 separate shifts in 1 day. I would just need to find out from the insurance if Kenneth is approved for that. But if he is, then we can find someone else to cover the night shift.
Yeah, that'd be fine. You can get someone from your place to come for the night shift. I have no problem with that. But Miss Virginia wants to stay with American Safety during, you know, she don't want to leave her company. She wants to work from 7 to 7, and then from 7 at night until 7 in the morning, I need someone here with me.
Okay, that we can do. So for now, we're just doing night shifts. A couple quick questions. Do you have a gender preference?
A gender?
No.
Do you care if it's a male? Okay.
No.
Do you have any pets in your home?
No. But I do have the license to smoke medical marijuana because I don't like those opioids. So
okay.
If they don't like that, you know.
So you have the license to smoke medical marijuana. Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I'll show you whatever.
All right. And what kind of assistance do you need help with mainly at night?
Well, right now, I'm starting with my prosthesis. I need someone for the Pampers, which is disgusting. But I need that. I need help with the chain being changed. And in the morning, setting up my soap and water so I can bathe. That's pretty much it.
What about dressing, grooming? Does that go along with
well,
that?
Yeah, well, I usually wear, I still have, hospital gowns that I wear.
Okay.
While I'm in my house by myself, you know.
Mm-hmm. All so right. Any meal prep, any cooking?
No, Miss Virginia do that when she comes in at 7. She's got me on a schedule.
Oh, okay. All right, that's good. Okay, so I have the notes here. I'm going to first call your insurance to see if you're approved for the shifts, and then once I do that, we're going to start looking for someone, and we'll give you a call when we find someone. Okay?
Okay. I got one question. I have Medicaid, Medicare, Humana and Keystone First. Who are you going to call? The Medicaid?
We're going to call Keystone First.
Okay,
tell you her
Medicaid.
Name. Yeah, Medicaid. That's right.
Yes.
You're approved for it already because you're already receiving services. I'm just not sure how many hours.
Ma'am, I got it already, and I got the waiver, whatever they call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. I got all that.
Good. So you should be good to go. I'll start, you know, doing this, making the process begin. I'm also going to send you a text message with my number and name so you can contact me with any questions or updates.
Okay, great. Yeah,
okay.
I was just going to put this number in with your name.
Yep, that's my number, so you can do that as well.
Okay, your name is?
My name is Dina, D-I-N-A.
Okay, well, I like that. Okay.
Thanks. All right. You have a good one. We'll be in touch soon.
Please. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.